This recording, Michoacan 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job in a supper private practice in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flea jacket. Picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering for a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to stroll around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah threw was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gentle, stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tone to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fatal. In no time, the goose began no tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bed the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the bed diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, threw it was a fair price for a cure. I am from Michoacán, Mexico. I grew up in the small community. My job was working with animals, and I was so proud to do that. The life in Michoacán, Mexico is not too easy. But we enjoy it very much because we work together with the family. That makes the families strong, and everyone grew up and learned a lot about how to survive. The story in Michoacán, Mexico, it's very interesting. I don't know what else. Okay. Now, I am in United States, learning different things, working on different things. I don't feel so comfortable, but I am enjoy learning about how to live in United States. In this time, I have two sons. One has three kids. Another one has one, and I enjoy when they come and visit me.